Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding, available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com. Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colors and designs in curtains and bedding, in store or at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Live Line. Okay, the question is very simple. Joe with RTE.ie from anywhere in the world, especially the United States and America, where on the East Coast is coming up to 9 o'clock in the morning. And the question is very straightforward. Not necessarily who did you vote for, but what difference, good, bad, or indeed indifferent, what difference do you think will it make that Donald Trump is not just the 45th president of the United States, he now will be from January the 47th president of the United States. Fiona Prine. Fiona, good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Good difference?
Good morning from here.
What difference will it make to you?
Well, to me personally, you know, that's a big question. I'm not sure that it'll do anything different to me personally. But we don't live, you know, we're not an island. We're not islands. We're we're a community. And you know, I think that your producer asked me earlier, was I surprised? And I think the actual answer to that is no.
Okay.
And yes. You know, there has been division in this country, more noticeable, obviously, in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
but I think it goes back. You know,
now that he has been elected president again, so convincingly, Fiona, from every ethnicity, every gender, every race, every part of the country, it seems. Obviously, there's parts which are red and blue and will never change. So, what would it change for you, or what would you do because of the fact that Donald Trump is your next president? Obviously, you're not celebrating, am I correct?
I'm not celebrating.
Okay.
I'm not celebrating, but I haven't celebrated in America for a long time.
Okay, so what would you do?
Like I said, so
anything,
what will I do?
Yeah.
Well, I have a home in Ireland.
Okay.
And in fact, I just traveled back from Ireland on late Monday night so that I could vote on Tuesday morning.
Okay.
So I have great respect for the democratic process.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Trump has been given a mandate, and he will do what he will do. And I think we should believe whatever he tells us. I think he's going to do that. And if he doesn't personally, he'll have plenty of around him, from Elon Musk to Jeff Bezos in his corner. And so life in America will gradually change over time. So one of the things that he said was that the enemy is within.
Yeah.
And he went on to say that the enemy are people basically who disagree with him, people who have been vocal in their disagreement on his policies. And I've been vocal in my disagreement. I mean, I know a lot of Irish people, a lot of immigrants here in Nashville. And I mean, not that we're all going to be turfed out of here tomorrow, but will life become uncomfortable for us? I don't know. I don't know about that. If I was a younger woman, I would say that my mandate now would be to stay and fight for my granddaughters, for my daughters-in-law, for reproductive health rights. I mean, right across the board. But I'm not. I'm in my older years, and so the question for me will be: how much time do I want to stay here? How much do I want to actually be involved? But we're a global, you know, the world is global now. There's no getting away from the fact. And it'll impact Ireland. If he does as he says he will do, he will slap huge tariffs coming into
America. 20% on goods coming in from the EU.
That's right.
Bye-bye, Kerrygold. Bye-bye, Irish whiskey. Now, a lot of the computers that are made here in Ireland don't end up in the States. They end up in other parts of the world, so that doesn't affect them. What will affect them is if simply by fiat, he decides to, which he can, reduce corporation tax significantly, and that will attract big business.
Yes.
Big business
back. It will absolutely.
But Fiona, I don't have to get into, but do you know anyone who voted for, can you understand the size of his victory?
Yes, I can.
Well, give me 12 words on it then, in a frame. Why did he win so convincingly?
He won so convincingly because more than half, well more than half of the American population are unhappy with how the economy is going. America is divided on racial lines, but also on economic lines. And there are people here, there's no social network, you know, there's nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go to the store and you're feeding a family of four and you used to pay $1.50 for eggs and now you're paying $3.50 for eggs, that matters. That means something. You know,
and people blame Joe Biden for that. Full stop. They just say that's the fault of Washington. The price of eggs are the fault of Washington.
Yeah, but that is literally taking living in the moment to its extreme.
Yeah.
Because we have to look at it in context. So COVID happened on Trump's watch.
Yeah.
And whether we like or don't like how he handled it, the truth is that there was a huge financial economic flux into this country. I mean, people were getting checks from the government.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of things. There was rent forgiveness. There was all kinds of things that helped just ease off the burden a little bit. And now that has gone away. Yeah. That has gone away. But we still are looking at the problems that we had before COVID. They're still here. A lot of it comes down to, you know, we're I said to your producer, we're already talking, and we have been talking in language of them and us. I mean, you can't live in a democracy when it's them and us. Right.
So will it be? So where are we now? He is the next president. Now, whether he says, and this is what a lot of people argue, he says more than his prayers, as the fella said. He'll say this, that, and the other. He's going to court-martial Mark Miley, his previous Joint Chief of Staff, because in 2020, Miley rang the Chinese when Trump was strutting around and said, don't be worrying, there'll be nothing going up into the air from here. Trump eventually found out, he said he's going to court-martial for treason. You can be executed for treason in the United States. He's not going to do that, is he? Is he going to go after Liz Cheney and shoot her with 9 barrels? Hyperbole? It's pretty nasty hyperbole. But that will disappear now that he has to govern in. He didn't exactly campaign in poetry, he will have to govern in prose.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that just looking at more of the returns coming in this morning, so he has the Senate, and that's a huge piece of this, because you need the Senate in order to confirm any appointments. And on that point on appointments, he is going to probably have the opportunity to appoint 2, if not 3, Supreme Court justices, which will tie that up forever. This is the same court that told us that a president is immune from any actions that he takes while he's in office.
And people people knew that when they went out to vote. They knew all this. They knew of all his convictions. They knew of all the sex attacks. Mm-hmm. They knew of all the language. They knew of all. Mm-hmm. They knew all the threats. I mean, voted. They voted for him. Now, Fiona? And I know you've been there a good while. I know you're from Donegal. Then you met John, the genius John Prine. You got married. Then you moved lived together in the States. And then, unfortunately, John died in the recent past. But is that enough to make you say no? And I understand the ties you just mentioned there, family, to say no. I'm going back to Donegal. Surely life won't be unbearable.
Life won't be unbearable, but maybe for me personally, I've been looking for an excuse. To be honest, you know, it might. You know, I'm a part-time employee of the administration here. I mean, I've been working on the Council on the Arts. I mean, all of that will go away, obviously, because he will appoint his own people, and that's his right to do that. You know, I don't know that I want to live in a place where there's this rhetoric will continue. Now, I will say that if he has sewn up the Senate already, and he may also get the House, we don't know yet. There may not be much pushback, so he may just go ahead and do what he wants to do, which is rounding up immigrants. You know, on day one, he said he's going to enact all of these executive orders, rounding up immigrants, which will affect the economy because immigrants do the work that Americans don't and won't do. So there's many repercussions. So, you know,
stay with us, Fiona. I want to bring in other again, Joe at RT.ie, especially if you're in the United States of America. What difference? What changes do you think this new president will make, if any, in your life? And what are you going to do about it? Kevin Battle. Kevin, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, good morning. Good,
You're in Maine. How are you? I see you're pro-Trump, so congratulations. What difference will the election again of Donald Trump? He was number 45, now he's number 47. What difference will it make in your life, Kevin?
Oh, I think it's going to be better for the economy. You know, now he's got a little more knowledge, so he'll know to pick some better people for positions. And I think it's going to be a wait and see. It'll be interesting.
And why did you vote for him, so to speak? What was it that swung it for you and your friends, if you had friends who went that way?
He's got some experience and some substance to him. I didn't think she did.
Okay. And what about all the things he said about people being retarded, the being found guilty of sexual assault, being convicted as a felon? You know the list. No point in me going over them. Did they have any impact?
He's ignorant. I guess would be a good way to put it. I'm not sure, but. As a way of saying definitely the wrong thing at times. Mm-hmm. As you sit there and you listen, you got to cringe.
Well, people say, would you say, Kevin, when he does come out with these unbelievable remarks, if people say, actually, that's Donald Trump, don't lose sleep over it. Do they kind of
they kind of dismiss it because it's a rhetoric that he's been spewing for a while, and it's, he has no filters, and he's surrounded by too many yes men.
Yeah. And how do you think? He said he reduced tax. So did Kamala Harris. But he said he's going to be no tax on tips, for example, no tax on overtime. I don't know how an economy can exist. How do you think he's going to bring down the cost of living on day one and end inflation on day one? Even though inflation is quite low, and if inflation goes to zero in any country, the country's in trouble. But the inflation seems to be bearably low. How do you think he's going to reduce the cost of living?
Oh, that's the wait and see. We'll see exactly what he can do and what he knows. I mean, he's got between now and when he gets confirmed, to come up with some executive orders. Do you remember that was the first thing that Biden did when he took office? Was he sat down at the table there? What was it, like 17 executive orders that he just went right through and.
Well, apparently Donald Trump, just the moment after he's inaugurated in the front of the Capitol, looking down on the mall, there's going to be a table there, he said, and he'd sit down at the table and sign sheafs of executive. He won't even wait to get back to the Oval Office. Okay, by the way, Kevin, do you like Donald Trump?
Not really. It's a sad thing with our politics. By the time it comes down to the two, you got to vote between. You don't want either one, really. So you're kind of trying to vote for the lesser evil, which we think is going to do the better of the two. But it's just why it comes down to the two that it does. You know, it can be.
Stay with us, Kevin. I promise I'll come back to you in a sec. Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world. Senator O'Connell, you're in Pennsylvania. What difference will yesterday make in your life, Senator, good or bad?
Well, not for me personally, not much difference, but for any young female, it's going to have a huge impact. You've got to realize, I live in rural Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And people in Ireland need to know one thing. There's a huge difference between the cities and rural life. Rural Pennsylvania lives like Ireland in the 70s, very close-minded, and they have a very sharp view of women that their place is in the kitchen and the home. And I think that's what happened yesterday with Ms. Harris, because they do not like change. And Pennsylvania rejected Hillary Clinton in 2016, and they've also rejected another woman in 2024, and that's the bottom line. So people here in rural Pennsylvania do not like change. They don't like change in government. They don't like change in their lives. And I'm telling you right now, migrants had a huge impact coming across the border, especially in this area.
In what way, Shannon?
Well, the thing is, you know, I think a lot of people here in rural Pennsylvania feel that America is coming like a socialist country. And just like Ireland, giving handouts to immigrants. And America is not a socialist country. America is a country like all of us, where we have to work hard and get up every day and go to work and make a decent living. So, you know, I do not think people here, they don't like change. That's the bottom line.
So that immigrant...
Anyway, I can't really spend much time.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And you say the banging the immigrant issue, raising it again and again, it was the number one in his lexicon, did make a difference, did connect with people, Shannon.
Oh, absolutely, okay. Especially rural America, absolutely.
But it also, when you drill down to some of the figures during the night, it also seemed to connect with people who are recent immigrants, but now have their papers in the United States and can vote. They were voting against more immigrants if you're voting for Donald, which a lot of them obviously did. Obviously, do you think prices will go down, Shannon? Do you think in terms of day-to-day life?
No, because I don't think... We can't blame Biden for that. You know, to me, I think Biden did a good job. He bought the infrastructure bill. My son is a chemical engineer. He's going to have work. I mean, he did a lot of good things that people don't give him credit for. But... as I said, I don't know. I'm just as shocked as everybody else. I wasn't expecting this result. I voted for Kamala Harris. So just on, you know, I know. Anyway, Joe, I have to go.
Go, Shannon, go. Work away. Shannon O'Connor, well done, Shannon. He's in Shamokin. The name's going to have to, he's in Shamokin in Pennsylvania. Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. And we'll get back to you immediately with your full phone. Olivia Cronley, where are you, Olivia? And what difference, if any, will the election of Donald Trump make in your life, Olivia?
Yeah, I'm located here in Atlanta, Georgia. As a nurse, as a medical student, I am terrified for what his administration is going to do to healthcare.
Okay.
In our country, I think America has just failed women and failed the generations to come. Our reproductive rights are at risk. Are at risk for autonomy and say.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly disappointing. I worked for her campaign, and the silence within the campaign right now is deafening. I think everyone is just shocked.
But people knew, obviously more men voted for Donald Trump than women, but a significant number of women, and including Latino women, voted for Donald Trump. And they all knew, it's not as if, and I know you're not saying this, Olivia, I'm saying this to the wider audience, it's not as if women in the United States did not know what Donald Trump stood for, or indeed acted.
Yeah.
And you say women are going to be worse off, but they voted for him, they voted for him in much greater numbers than expected.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the women vote, unfortunately, comes from the uneducated, the selfish, and the people who think, well, it's not going to directly affect my life. I think what Americans failed to do this election was separate church and state.
Yeah.
Which is the backbone of our country. We are the melting pot of the world, and to believe that everyone in this country is going to have the same beliefs is what failed us. We just elected a felon, and it's disgusting.
But he is
a sexual predator. Yeah. He is a fraudster. I mean, it's disgusting.
But he is elected. He's a sexual felon, he's a fraudster, he's a con man, he's a shyster, whatever phrase are used about him. But he's also democratically elected, and not only did he win the Electoral College, which is the key, of course, but he won the popular vote, which is not always the case.
Right.
So why?
I think the reason people voted for him and he won the popular vote is because it was a woman on the ballot. You know, the previous person that you spoke with, you know, they said, well, we'll wait and see. And I said, and I'm thinking to myself, you voted for someone who didn't provide any policy.
Yeah.
And you're just going to say, we'll wait and see. And to say that Kamala Harris is unqualified when she has held a position in every branch in our government is...
People, you know, but like abortion will still be legal in those states that voted to make it available. And that,
Georgia is not one of those states.
Is not one of them, okay. And is there relatively few states that have voted at this stage to ban it? I know they didn't get the requisite 60% in Florida to liberalise it again, which was a big blow to pro-choice people. But Olivia, would you, like, what can you do? Like, let me give you a scenario that if he does, as he says, and that is round up, it's not what he said, I round up the immigrants, what's he going to do? Put them in military barracks or camps and then deport them? Would there be reaction from people like you? Would there be protests? Would there be demonstrations? Would there be organisations in favour or against, in favour of immigrants and against what Donald Trump said he's going to do?
His mass deportation plan, I think, is going to devastate the American economy. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost $80 billion to do. He wants to deport a million immigrants a year, and it's not obtainable. It's going to wreck our economy, and I would be surprised if the American people stand behind that. I mean, there's this talk of people are stealing the black jobs. What is a black job? Yeah. And he still can't answer that question. And so I don't see the American people going for that.
Okay. Even despite the vote, and as I say, they knew what they were voting for. Stay with us, Olivia. Catherine is also in Atlanta. Catherine, will your life change, good, bad, and different because of the election of Donald Trump?
My life will change in that I'm going to have to be a lot more careful. Olivia is my niece, so we are minded in this way.
Okay. What do you mean you're going to have to be more?
I will protest.
Okay.
I will protest. I have been in plenty of protests, and I will continue to protest. I suppose that I'm one of those people that is an enemy of the state now.
But how would your life become? Yeah, how in reality will your life become more dangerous, Catherine? It's not the word you use.
I think that now, if you protest or if you defy the government, it seems to me that, you know, people would have just said, "Yeah, okay." Now you may lose your job. I can't lose my job. I'm almost 60. I can't lose my job. But for me, the social stuff and the morality of this situation is far more important than the money. I think that I agree that Donald Trump's policies that he's purporting will devastate the economy. You can't get rid of your labor and expect prices not to rise. You can't put tariffs on everything, expect prices not to rise. It's just not viable. So this argument that it's about the economy and that's why I voted for him, I don't think it's valid. I think if you're going to vote for a guy who says racist nonsense,
but they did
then
vote.
You have to accept that you may not be a racist, but you're okay with it.
Yeah. But he was elected. Stay there, Catherine, please. Before the break, I'll come back to everyone. Mark Kelly, joe@rt.ie from anywhere in the world. Mark Kelly is in Chicago. What will the election of Donald Trump, number 47, Mark, what will it make? Will it make a difference in your life? And if so, what?
Well, I'm hoping it'll bring common sense back to the country.
And how would that show itself?
I suppose, the economy is a huge issue. Law and order is a huge issue. Safety. Secure borders, which, by the way, doesn't mean no immigration. It means controlled immigration.
Okay.
Not like the chaos that we've had. So they're just simple things that ordinary people are concerned about. And a lot of the minorities are also concerned about this. So to say that Donald Trump is somehow a racist or doesn't represent people is just, in my view, isn't correct, because I work and I know a lot of Hispanic people who are all voted for Trump.
Yeah.
All of them.
Why,
because
Mark?
Because they're conservative.
Why, Mark?
Because, listen, common sense values.
Yeah.
Like, I used to vote Democrat. to be honest.
Okay.
But they have totally lost me. Totally, totally. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, when you see Tulsi Gabbard and you see, you know, other Democrats defecting from the party because they just can't relate to the far, far left woke ideology that's being promoted, you know?
And what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
What do I mean? So all this transgender stuff that's been forced down people's throats, like, I don't mind what anybody does. It's not my business.
But, how, okay.
But don't bring it into the schools. Leave children alone. We don't need drag queen times in the library. That's you know, I'm conservative, and that's how I feel about it. So
and you
I'm not
think,
saying that I'm right. I'm okay, not saying that I'm right, you know.
But you think that's an issue? That was an issue?
All of these things are an issue. Common sense is an issue. Common sense is an issue. You know, like to say that, you know, that Trump is going to take retribution on people. For any fair-minded person, and I know you get different information over there, or there's different information pushed out. But like, I mean, for us here, ordinary guys, like I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent voter.
Okay.
So I am,
okay.
You know?
Yeah. You're not.
I have no allegiance to Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or any of those people because I think they're part of the problem too. So, you know, for me, this is common sense.
And
we need to get back to normality.
And your life will be better.
It certainly will be better because fuel costs will come down. When fuel costs come down, then the price of transportation comes down and then the goods on the shelves are cheaper, you know?
And one of the reasons, you know, the counter-argument on the fuel price, one of the reasons is, you say, drill, 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 frack, frack, frack. Do whatever you have to do. He doesn't believe in climate change. There might be long-term costs of all this, Mark.
There may be, but you know something? Until somebody has actually a serious debate that represents both sides on the climate issue, it would appear to me, my limited knowledge, that there's never been anybody willing to sit down with somebody with a corresponding view.
Ah, but there have been.
No, not every.
I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of scientists in the world, the vast majority, believe in climate change, and they don't agree with denying climate change. They give examples almost every single day.
Yeah, climate is changing all the time anyway. And to be honest with you, when there's people getting funded, scientists are getting funded by particular organizations.
Okay, so you don't believe?
I don't say I don't believe in anything.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm not going to just agree because I'm not going to agree without some kind of debate about it, you know.
Do you know many people who, like you, voted for Donald Trump?
I do. I know lots of people. And I know lots of people that are totally, you'd say, oh well, you shouldn't be voting for him because he's a racist. Like, we've got lots of friends from all different backgrounds who are conservative in their values, and the Democrats, unfortunately, have gone so far left that they've totally left all these people behind. So they have, you know.
They've
decided to go down that road.
Say with us, all those who can. But Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world, especially the United States of America.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in-store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Oh, at RTE.ie from anywhere in the wide earthly world, especially in the United States of America. Jeff Dolan is in Chicago, Illinois. Jeff, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Good. What difference will the election of Donald Trump make in your life? Good, bad, or no change?
Very excited. We're very happy. The Democratic Party went too far to the left, Joe.
Okay.
At the end of the day, what this election did was say that the United States is a John Wayne country, not a Jane Fonda country.
Keep going.
And too far to the left.
It's John Wayne, not Jane Fonda.
That's right. DEI, diversity, transgender men playing girl sports, it's over.
But didn't somebody once say...
Everyone I know voted for Trump.
Okay, but did someone talk to, go back to John Wayne for a sec, Jeff. Did somebody, it was very popular, sure. Probably very popular in Ireland, a quiet man, not a Carrie Ann, Maureen O'Hara. But did someone not say of John Wayne, a friend and another person said, it's John Wayne's birthday, I want to buy him a book. And his friend said, no, he already has one. So would John Wayne, for example, Jeff, is history a big subject in the United States? And I know it's 200 next year.
So.
Next year is USA 250, which will be a big year. But that was a relatively short time. But when you say John Wayne is not... What, okay, so...
Well, I'm 68 years old.
Okay. But John Wayne wouldn't be...
When we look at America...
Okay.
So when we remember, when we think about our country, red, white, and blue apple pie, mm-hmm. John Wayne, we don't think about inclusion. We don't think about transgender. We think about the flag, apple pie, and America.
But if you did think about
that
it...
That's
so
why
absurd.
Donald Trump was elected.
That is so absurd.
Who's that, Olivia?
Yeah.
Come in, Olivia.
So to think about America and to not think about inclusion is the problem. America was built on the backs of people bought here. This is stolen land. America is literally the place for inclusion. We are the melting pot of the world.
Okay.
What did you get that point?
And when we came, the Irish, the Italians, the Polish, we accepted the American values and norms. We adjusted to America. We didn't have 24 languages when we go to the motor vehicle. That's the difference.
No, that's not the difference. Italians spoke Italian at home.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Italians spoke Italian at home. There were plenty of old Italian grandmas who never spoke English.
Absolutely, but when they went to the motor vehicle or when they went to vote.
They kept their Italian traditions. They kept their Italian food.
Absolutely, 100%. But when it came to America, they served in the military. They became cops and firemen, just like the Irish. They didn't maintain their own culture in this country.
I'm failing to understand the point that you're trying to make. What is the point
is we've had enough. Donald Trump is going
to
make America great again.
And when was it great before, Jeff? What are you referring to? What's the base?
I'm going back to Ronald Reagan, you know, and then we had this Clinton, then we had Obama. You know, we're going to be great.
But like America wasn't.
What policy
America
do you
was.
Think it's going to be great?
We're gonna maintain our leadership position in the world through strength, not through concessions. We're going to lead our economy. We're not going to let China take over our country. And he's going to do wonderful things for this country.
We're not going to let China take over our country, but we're going to have Elon Musk in charge of our defense.
And Olivia, as a young black American woman, mm-hmm. given what people have voted, and they did vote for Trump, and he was elected fairly and squarely. Olivia, does it make you, because of your color, feel less safe or more different or less included? To use that word, use the inclusivity word that's been used.
Sure. So I think as far as inclusion, it's one of those things, and it's been a saying, something I've heard growing up, black people have to work twice as hard to get a fraction of their respect in this country. And I think that we're seeing that on full display. To say that the Democratic Party is being pushing these agendas is just not factual. It's just not factual.
Well,
we're not...
Donald Trump was elected because of the black and Latino vote. That's true. That's proven out today.
And do you think that he was elected by those people because they're educated people? Or do you think that they are ignorant?
Oh, not so. No, okay, so stop. Stop with the. Oh, see, here you go. This is why Donald Trump was elected. You know, the uglies, the whatever the name the Democrat gives them.
The deplorables, garbage. You know the world.
That's right. You got to stop that. Yeah,
I didn't
say that's unacceptable.
Donald Trump called America garbage. No. I asked.
No, your first thing you said is stop it.
Yes, that's a fact. These people are uneducated. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. 23% of the black vote that came in Georgia for Donald Trump are uneducated. That is a fact.
But is it not?
So does that mean that they're not American citizens and their vote doesn't count?
No, that doesn't mean at all. It means that they are not knowledgeable on the outcome of what they voted for. That is what that means. There is
now I understand. So you believe that you should be able to vote based on your IQ and education. Is that what you're saying?
That is not. That's not what I said.
Not what
I
she said.
That's what it's implied. When people are listening to this phone call, to this show with Joe Duffy, you're saying that their IQ and education is a determining factor. You are sadly mistaken.
That's not what I said, and if that is how you want to purposely misconstrue it, that's on your personal IQ. I am not saying that. I am saying the reason why people voted for him is because of a lack of understanding of his policies. People think that he's going
now
to recover the economy.
Now you're saying understanding instead of education. Okay.
But Olivia, is it not fair to say that in any country, for example, history, knowledge of history, that could be a problem here. They tried to take history off as a compulsory subject, tried to make it optional a few years ago when Dermot Farrater, the historian, led a campaign and was kept. In any country, there can be there people who don't study history. For example, on the late last Friday night, film star Colin Meaney said this has been a two-party state since the foundation of the state, and he's been a long-term Sinn Féin supporter. And then he said, for 100 years, this has been a two-party state, but he didn't say for nearly 80 of the years in the last century, Sinn Féin refused to participate, refused to recognise even the Irish government, let alone go into the Dáil. It wasn't until 1997. But that's history. Some people know history, some people don't know their history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's common to every country in the world. And Colin Meaney's vote or anyone else's vote or my vote or whatever is all worth the same.
No, and I think that's the
fact.
Your vote is worth the same. However, no matter who you
vote for,
you have to understand the policy. You have to understand the policy, or you don't know what you're voting for.
And Olivia,
that is a fact.
Olivia, well, and we had to, and I know the cost of third level education in the States. I know that it is jaw-dropping, the actual cost of third level education in the States. But you think one of the issues is education?
I do think it's education.
Okay.
And I don't think it needs to be. And I want to clarify. I don't think that you have to have a college degree to understand this. I think that we all have cell phones. We have to find credible sources on the internet.
Okay.
Non-biased sources on the internet. We have to listen to economists that say his policy is going to wreck the economy.
But can they hear me?
His plan? Yes.
Okay, Jeff, you mentioned inclusivity, but then you mentioned transgender. Surely accepting transgender individuals is inclusivity, Jeff. What's the harm?
Yeah, of course we're going to accept transgender individuals, but we're not going to pay for it. We're not going to let the boys play on the girls' teams. Yes, they will be accepted. But not forced into society.
Okay, and you're saying that was a clear difference between, which is no doubt anyone who listened to Donald Trump knows the position on that.
Look at the ad when she was going to pay, it was on TV, that she was supporting all the prisoners in California
to get a sex change. Yeah, but was that fact-checked? Though in fairness, on the transgender issue, there is a clear difference between Democrats and Republicans. Please stay with us. Joe at RTE.ie from anywhere in the world.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding. Available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Kenny is in Miami. Tom, what difference will the election of Donald Trump make in your life today and going forward, if any, Tom?
How you doing, Joe? Going forward, it's, you know, I lived through the last 4 years of it when he was elected, and just the place just went to, you know, it's just awful. I've got two daughters and a wife, and I've got lots of women friends, female friends, workers, colleagues, everything, Latino, immigrants, everything, and this man just hates them all. So it's a difficult place to be today. You know, it's in what way, living in
Tom?
America is a funny place, you know. Well, the way they treat it, politics is like a football game, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's which team you're on. They don't care what the policies are. They don't really read what the policy are. A lot of the policies affect them directly, but they'll always just vote for the same team. It's very strange. And we had it growing up in Ireland, but I think people grew out of it. But I've had the misfortune of meeting the guy a few times. I'm actually working for him once.
Okay. And this is Donald Trump.
I've met him a few times. Yeah, I work in the music business, and I work for a lot of very famous people. And in the 80s and 90s, he was the biggest sycophant running around after us all. And he was always seen upon by this, in New York, where I worked a lot, as this spoiled brat. And people put up with him and whatever, but this what's going on now is impossible. The stuff that came out of that man's mouth, and then he gets elected. I'm very sad to hear that people have voted for him. Yeah,
but Tom, it also what you've said is true. But it's not as if all of this has been a secret. Everyone who voted,
no, it's never been a secret.
Yeah. So why?
It's never been a secret, it's impossible. It's very hard to, you know, we're not conspiracy theories. You see, people who are in the center who sort of read books and think about things straight. We're not, but this is definitely, it's unbelievable to wake up today and see what's going on. After all the clowns, they are just clowns, and just what's going on. Then listen to that gentleman earlier on this before. He was talking about John Wayne. John Wayne never did one day of service and was called upon to play a soldier in every movie he was in. He used to call people communists, and it's just the same sort of big man bully, you know. And that's what we call again.
But Tom,
a bully.
Okay, but are you saying everyone who voted, what the figure, the popular voters in India, but it looks like it's close to 80 million. You got 74.5.
Yeah.
4 years ago, 74.5 million. But he's won the popular vote this time. You're saying there's 80 million clowns in the States?
No. There's a lot of people who vote for obviously financially, and they don't care about the rest of it. The tax scenario.
Well, do you accept that
just
like Democratic votes, do you accept that the vast majority of people who vote for Donald Trump are decent people?
Yeah. 99.9% of them are. And the same on every side. You know what I mean? It's sad to say the sides, but they are really nice. And I travel America, I meet people, and I work in big venues with lots of union people who unfortunately vote for him, and he's anti-union, but it's a very funny, very funny.
And
so
Tom,
you're like in Disneyland living here.
And Tom, if you say to your buddies, listen, we're not a member of a union, why are you voting for Donald Trump? What's the response, if any, if you do say it?
The response is, he's my man. I'm like, guys, he's going to break. And then a load of other men will say, do you remember Atlantic City? Do you remember Trump this and this, this, and all the construction that he doesn't pay the workers?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just, it's unbelievable. But they still, I don't know what it is. It's just something that comes. You see it in Ireland. You see it in everywhere. You know, it's same in the middle of England. It's unfortunate, but it's they're voting against themselves.
Olivia earlier on raised the whole issue of education and the standard, well, the cost of education.
Oh God, yeah.
Is that an issue in the States that we're not fully aware of?
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see that my two kids here. We were fortunate enough; I was able to send them to private school, great school. And
which you had to pay for, obviously.
You have to pay Furness a lot of money. So fortunately, my kid is a superhero, and he just got a free ride in education.
Okay, scholarships
for college.
Yeah,
and So he had five choices, and he looked at the five different places, and then, you know what, I'm going to go to this one university. But that would have been 80 grand a year.
Yeah, yeah.
To just get him into... You know, and he's a smart kid, and my daughter.
And then you have student loans, which stay with you till the day you die.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay back your student loan, your credit rating is gone.
Yeah. And then they vote against that as well. It's just
okay. Is that Olivia? Olivia.
Hi, I'm Deirdre. I'm in New York. Could I just add to that?
This Deirdre Healy Constant. Yeah, come in, Deirdre. Yeah, please do. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'm an educator. Thank you, Joe, and I'm glad to be on your show.
Thank you.
I'm an educator in New York City in the City University, and I can't emphasize this enough, that there is an imbalance between those educated and not educated. And we're sort of going on grievances now where you have New York, the U.S. is kind of post-industrial, and we lost a lot of jobs under Reagan. Things were sent abroad. So you have this population that's been in a quiet revolution. We have huge suicide rates, huge rates of unemployment among white men. Mm-hmm. So we have this population that's very, really very angry. Yeah. And this has given Donald Trump the chance to get elected. And I have to say, I have friends who, one of my friends, her brother is a contractor in New York. Yeah. He worked very closely with Donald Trump. He went to both of his weddings. And he did not vote for Trump because he knows he's a crook. So you have a population that really are just grasping for straws. And you end up with Donald Trump because he's able to identify with the grievances. And as the previous speaker says, it's almost like football. You know, this is a joke that my team is going to win. We're going to be the big, strong guys. And I see this in the Bronx. I deal with people, immigrants mostly, and my young men, students, are voted for Trump because they identify with the dictators in Latin America and all over the world. They think that that is
the way to go. Do they not read history books, Deirdre?
No. We have emphasized in this country that it is all about science and engineering to get ahead.
Okay.
And the liberal arts and the history has been ignored. And I have to say, I went to Maynooth back in the day, and I had a professor of sociology, Michael McGrail. He described...
Michal, he was brilliant,
Michal McGrail, great man. And he described the United States as a gullible nation, generous, but gullible. Well, today I feel that it is no longer generous. And at 3 o'clock this morning, I heard in my neighborhood in New York, they had fireworks because he'd been elected. Mm-hmm. And there's this kind of lawlessness, young men in pickup trucks, you know, laws are not important because we're the strong men. So it's a really sad time. And I'm glad that I have a whole bunch of family in Ireland because I think I'm going to be spending more time over there.
Okay.
Joe, so, can I jump in there, buddy?
Who's that, Tom? Tom, is it Tom?
No, Odie out here in South Carolina.
Oh, Odie, that's Odie. Odie for Gerald. Yeah, come in. You're on WhatsApp, Odie, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that last...
Deirdre Heaney Constance, she's in New York.
Up in New York. She's saying that American people aren't generous. Okay, maybe up in New York, but down here in the South, in the Bible Belt.
No,
I'm not a religious man.
But are they gullible, Odie? That's what Deirdre's saying.
No, they're not gullible. They are some of the smartest people, some of the most intellectual people I know. You know, you can try and spin them a yarn,
but
they're not going to do it.
You vote against your own interest, where
Mm-hmm. Donald Trump has no interest in the middle class, no interest in the people who actually voted for him. Many of the good people, union members, non-union members, they, I'm not saying they're not good people, but they are not voting in their own interest. And yes, it is not generous to take away women's rights. Yes, it is not generous to take away environmental laws that are protecting people. Mm-hmm. They are protecting water. What is generous about allowing bad water into homes?
Yeah, but it's a different, if a different story up in the northern states, because down in the southern states,
in the south, there's a lot of pollution.
In the south,
I've
lived in Georgia for the past 14 years.
Olivia,
the person from South Carolina, again, it's just not factual. I'm a mental health clinician here in Georgia. Again, we're
Living in Georgia, but how close to Atlanta are you?
I live in Atlanta.
There you go. You're in a massive city. You're in a huge city. I'm living out in the sticks. I'm living in a place called Anderson in South Carolina. And I mean, it is a rural area. Our water, you're talking about our water, like something being wrong with the water. The water we have here is spotless. I mean, I've had my water tested.
You look after yourself, and that's okay.
Exactly. You're speaking just for you, and that is exactly how the American people voted. They said, if it does not affect me, I don't care. Your water is clean, so you don't care if your neighbors in the city's water is clean.
Oh, no, I do. I care about what happens in the big cities.
Not a generous way of being.
No, I care about everybody.
If you care about it, then care about New York and care about everywhere.
But I do, and that's the thing that Donald cares as well. And I do care about health.
What about health care? He has tried to take that away. Is that a generous move? You know, he has tried.
He
tried to break. John McCain stopped him. One vote. That's how he was not able to destroy Obamacare.
And it won't be as tight in the next Congress.
No, it
definitely
will not.
In the next Senate.
So to say that this is a generous country right now, when you're taking away rights and you're taking away health care, I think it's a very hard day for America.
Okay, the majority of Americans who voted, the majority of voters, Deirdre, voted for Donald Trump, and everyone knew Odie, to come back to the question I began with today, what difference does it make to your life today, good, bad, or neither, that Donald Trump is your next president? What difference does it make?
It's going to make, the differences are that I'm going to notice that the economy is going to change. It's going to be cheaper for me to go to the grocery store. It's going to be cheaper to me. It's going to be a lot cheaper for me to go to the gas station. I'm going to see there's a lot of jobs out there. I mean, I drive to work every morning. I work in a conservative radio station. I host a conservative radio show on Sunday nights.
Of course.
And don't be pessimistic, buddy. Like, I have a lot of Democratic people on the phone to me every single week. Democratic people. I didn't say Republican. I said Democratic people. And they have all said to me that they are going to be voting for Trump. 96% of the South Carolina populace who were able to vote voted for Trump. So what does that say to you?
Hello?
What does it say to you? Help me here.
It says to me that people down here realize that we've had enough in the last 4 years. Listen, I'm not going to say anything bad about the Democrats, but we've had enough. We've put in enough effort. We've had so much taxes we've had so much liberties taken from us.
When I came to America first, it was under
Republican rule, okay? Mm-hmm. And I could decide to take a trip anywhere I wanted in the States because it was very cheap to do so. In the last 4 years, I've had to, if I wanted to go somewhere, like, okay, do I fly? Do I drive? What am I going to do? Because it's going to be so expensive for me to do it. Here I am now again. Not only am I living the American dream, which I am, I am also now looking forward to discovering all of America because it's going to be so cheap to do it.
Well, actually, I think you won't have the money to do it because
let's ask
after
you in
the
years' time,
after
Odie.
The migrants,
I disagree.
Are after the migrants are asked to leave, who's going to pick the crops? Who's going to milk the cows? Your food is going to go up a lot.
The farmers that are doing it now. That are doing it now and not getting paid the right money.
So that means but look at where does economics sit
there? But Odie, do you watch Fox News?
I watch Fox and I watch CNN. I watch all of the. As part of my job, I have to watch all of the news. I have to soak up as much news as I can, and I'll take everything with a pinch of salt. And yes, yeah. I know what Fox is. Like, what, at the end of the
but
day,
but Odie, Odie, what do you think of Donald Trump's reliance? And it wasn't as big as in the exit polls as a lot of people. But immigration. What do you think of his line on immigration?
As an immigrant myself,
yeah.
Now, and I have faced, some people have said some nasty words to me. They've said, oh, I hope you're here legally. And then when I go on to tell them, yes, I am, and it's after costing me about $10,000 to become legal here in America. And yes, I said that right, Joe, $10,000 wow, it's after okay. costing me. I get a little bit angry every time people say to me, are you here legally? Did you come in legally? Did you swim across a river? No, I didn't swim across a river. I came over here legally as an Irish citizen, on my way to becoming an American citizen. And when I find out that illegal people are coming into the country from everywhere, not just from the lower part of America.
From Ireland.
And they're getting, there's illegal people coming from Ireland as well. They're getting everything for free. I mean, that has to, it is true. They're getting thousands of dollars. I've had people who are in the country illegally talk to me on my radio show telling me exactly how much they're getting and then laughing at me.
Okay. Most immigrants what, Deirdre?
Yeah. Pay taxes. They have social security numbers jobs, because they have the hope of that one day converting into legal status.
Stay with us, Joe at RT. Stay with us, Joe at RT.ie. Yeah.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Visit one of our 44 stores across Ireland for quality curtains and bedding at great prices. Find your perfect style today.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Valerie is in New Jersey. Valerie, what does today mean for you in New Jersey, given the new president you've elected?
For me?
Yeah.
Devastating. Absolutely devastating.
Why?
The man. Why? His rhetoric, his retribution, his inability to be able to govern. He is a very flawed man.
Mm-hmm.
He is only God. He talks about Christian beliefs and all this kind of stuff. I don't think the man has a spiritual cell in his body, and his only God is money and power, and his only person he pays attention to is himself and his own needs, and probably his billionaire friends. Other than that, people have this illusion that he's out to work for, he's working for himself.
Well, people
and
knew,
the last gentleman
Valerie, people,
had,
okay, sorry. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut across you, there's a delay. But did you see that image last week? I don't know what stage Donald Trump was on, but it was about 25 evangelical, or 25 Christian ministers or preachers or whatever. I think they were primarily from evangelical churches, and they were laying hands on them, and one of them said, you have been sent down, you are Jesus Christ. You've been sent down and you survived, God saved you from that assassination attempt, which looked like it seemed to calm down afterwards in terms of the effect it had on the vote, but it seemed to have an enormous effect on a pro-Trump vote. But like all these pastors laying their hands on them, saying you are the new Messiah, effectively.
Yes.
On the Trump Bible, which is the St. James Bible, quadruple in price because of Trump's name is on the cover. But everyone knows this, Valerie. Everyone knows this. Everyone who voted for him knows this.
And that these pastors or whatever, they're out there and we all know about them, and they have been preaching like this forever, you know, that God's wrath and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You talk to the mainstream Christian groups, you know, and pastors, and they want to distance themselves as far away from this man as possible. These are extreme Christian, right-wing Christians, and they have all kinds of, beliefs that the general Christian population don't have.
And what difference would it make in your day-to-day life, Valerie? Apart from you feel, I know you feel awful, and, but what difference would it make in your day-to-day life, do you think?
I have to say, listen, there's no politician that's perfect. There's no government that's perfect, and that's part of life. But I have to say, under Joe Biden, I have seen infrastructure repairs here, airports repaired, bridges being built, roads being repaired, the infrastructure being built. I've seen a kinder presidency, a more civil presidency, a man who can, like, I mean, okay, I don't think he should have ran for this particular term, but a man who can articulate and who can get on with people and reach out to world leaders. Trump can do none of that. The man cannot string a sentence together.
So why did more than 70 million people so far...
I've met him a couple of times, Joe.
Valerie, why did...
He went after the most vulnerable of our populations. He went after Latinos. He went after Black African-American men, the poor and women. And these people were drawn in by what he said. He drew them to the flame. And what he's going to do down the road is set fire to them.
Okay. Stay with us, Valerie.
I don't think he drew them in. I honestly don't think he drew them in. I think Joe and Kamala pushed them away, because I've been in the room. I've been in the room, present in the room, when both Kamala and Donald Trump have been on the phone to one of our other presenters in the station. Kamala, now I'm not saying anything bad about the woman. Mm-hmm. She could not talk normally. She could not hold a normal conversation. I answered the phone to her. I do a bit of producing as well. I answered the phone. I was talking to the lady. And she didn't really know what to say. I was talking to Donald Trump for about 10 seconds, and he came across as a gentleman. Now, I will say, I'm going to say one more thing, and I have to go out to get into the studio.
Okay.
When Ireland says that Donald Trump is a rogue and he's not to be trusted and all that kind of stuff, just look at some of the Taoiseach that we've had.
Yeah, but
that's all I'll say.
I know. Odie, sorry. I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. Because I'll tell you why. Donald Trump was convicted on a number of occasions. He is a felon in front of his own confreres, a jury in New York. That never happened.
Jury
here.
Of
Stop
his
it.
Peers.
Stop it. But anyway, I take your point. What about the inherent irony of what you're saying? You said I paid $10,000 to become an illegal immigrant. Yeah. Ipso facto, you were an illegal immigrant. Correct.
No, I'm legal. 100%
legal. You spent $10,000 to become legal. Therefore, you must have been illegal. Correct?
No, that is the amount of money that you have to spend to become. Okay.
So what are you? What are you before you were before you spend that $10,000?
Oh, I was on a visa. I was a visa immigrant.
Okay, so you weren't.
I've
loads of people to get back in. Odie, thanks. Thank you. Stay with us after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in store or at harrycurry.com.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Mike McCormick's in Boston, Massachusetts. Mike.
Hey, good morning, Joe, or good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon. Difference today,
yeah. Depends what side of the...
Well, you, Mike.
For me, I'm really positive with what the future is going to hold. I was a Democrat. I voted Democratic for the last three presidential elections, and I voted Republican in this election. Now, we're in Massachusetts, it's a sea of blue, so, our votes for the Red Party is not really going to make much of a difference. But I did vote Republican in the early ballots. And primarily why I did vote for Trump was, I went against the machine. And what do I mean by that? I think the whole way that Joe Biden was handled and how the rug was pulled out from underneath him, I think it was very unfair on him. The first debate with Trump didn't go really well for him.
Yeah.
But it's something that the Democratic Party, I think they saw coming, but they felt that he was possibly going to be strong enough to put up a good battle against Trump. But when they pulled the rug from underneath him, I mean, he went out and stepped away from the nomination and immediately endorsed Kamala Harris the following day, which I firmly believe was a big kick to the Democratic
machine.
Okay,
but you believe, no, not quite, but Mike, you believe your life would get better because you voted for Donald Trump. In what way do you hope?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yes, I do. I'm in the construction industry, Joe. And, you know, we work for a lot of affluent people that make their money through the markets and whatnot. And
okay,
conversations we have had with these potential clients and whatnot, they're very concerned about the markets.
And the
war
markets
is not good for
and
business.
And the markets
There's
have
a lot of
okay money, and the markets have already gone up. Stay there, Mike. Hillary Corcoran, Hillary. Hillary.
Hi. How are you?
What difference in your life today because of the election of Donald Trump? Good, bad, or indifferent, so to speak?
Great.
Okay.
I'm very excited.
Okay.
I'm an independent voter. I live in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Which has become very liberal.
Okay.
But I think America has realigned. We went. You know, I always try and go in the middle.
Yeah.
And America just went so left.
Okay.
And people have had enough. If it hurts your pocketbook, as they say in America, you can't pay for your gas, you're paying, you know, and you're being crippled. You can't buy houses because of State Street and all these corporations buying up houses across America so that children have to move out of the state of their parents they're living in because they can't afford to buy a house because of these corporations and these elites just buying up everything and just getting rid of the middle class.
And you believe
Trump is going to bring that back? Absolutely. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. I own an international business. And you just have to look what he did for the 4 years he was in. He says, that's what American people are forgetting. And I was home in Ireland recently, and I cannot believe. I talked to people in pubs and taxis, and I cannot believe the opinion, the propaganda that's been pumped out in Ireland. But it's like orange man bad, and it's insulting.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I just think, where is the leadership in Ireland? Where are the Daniel O'Connells? Where are they gone? Where is the leadership? And I am so proud to be an American citizen, and I've lived in America for 29 years. I came to America,
and I couldn't even order water. Okay, so you're saying you're so proud to be American, and you're so proud to have voted for Donald Trump.
I am,
okay.
and I got nothing for free when I arrived in America. I had to earn it. I didn't get free cards and free everything like all the immigrants in Ireland are getting.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Ireland needs to wake up before it's too late.
Okay.
There's a plantation going on in Ireland right now.
Okay, Hillary.
So follow America.
Okay, Hillary. Yes. Thanks indeed. That's Hillary Corcoran. Dial McMonagall's on sound. Andrew McDermott is the BCO. Tara Lockery Grant produced, and Ray Darcy is next.